Very good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sunday Central. Sunday, the 23rd of April, racing today heads to Sale in Echuca, and at the trots to Cranbourne, the Greyhounds, as always, at Bendigo. Today, Healesville is our first racing commitment, kicks off at 2 minutes to 11. Later on in the program, Jared Daffy will be along with all the markets from the tab before Tom Wood finds us all the winners from the meeting in Hong Kong later on this afternoon. But without any further ado, time to get cracking on this Sale program. Rail goes out 3 metres. Track rating is a good 4. Joining me to preview the card is Travis Noonan. Trav, a very good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you, Brendan. Good morning to all the listeners on RSN here on this Sunday morning. An interesting card at Sale today. I must admit, probably a bit of fields early on the day, a bit light on quality, but still some good sort of winners to be found, I think, later on in the day. So a little bit of value, I think, a little bit later.
Well, just thinking about the way this track's going to play, Trav, for recent meetings, the firmer it's been getting, the more it's been playing to those horses on the speed. What are we expecting this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm not going in with any sort of preconceived ideas today, Brent. You just want to watch and act with the Sale track today. Yeah, I didn't go in with any too much of a sort of idea on the pattern yourself.
I'm thinking on speed, potentially later on in the day, there might be a couple of horses later on, particularly in the staying race, that are going to be good enough to offset any potential on speed bias, but that's just the way I'm leaning off what we've been seeing there lately. First event on the program is over the 1728 metres. It's a maiden. Scratchings here are 6 and 9. Stormy Grey is really shortening up now with the scratching of Fame, who was a winner yesterday. Stormy Grey, $2.25. Made of Gold at $3. Largiara at $3.60. Classic Story at $7.26 for Bond of Trust.
Yeah, I thought I'm going, there was a horse here with a little bit of value, and that's the 2 Classic Story. I really liked his last start effort behind Paris Affair here at Sale. He was up on top of the speed there. I thought that was a pretty strong maiden. The third horse, Raven, ran a really good race in the Aurora Stakes behind Jenny Lala. So I think that maiden there at Sale over 1700 is quite strong, and surprised it's sort of come up $7 here. The run prior to that, I thought at Bairnsdale, was really good, and if it can replicate last start, I thought it's a great chance here, the 2 Classic Story. Now, I've got it on top of the 5 Made of Gold. This horse is a very interesting runner from the Mara and Eustace stable. He's an imported galloper who's done all of his racing in the UK. Last start, probably his best run when he ran second at Yarmouth, over 2,000 metres, and he's had 3 jump outs going back to sort of late February. All of them have been pretty plain. He hasn't really been asked to do a lot in most of them and just sort of poked around. Blinkers Go On for his first up run with Ben Allen in the saddle, so there's a little bit of intent there. 8 Stormy Grey, it was hard to miss first up there at Benalla at 1600 metres. He charged to the line after getting a long way back. My only sort of query for this filly is just how much of a start she might spot a horse like a Classic Story. I thought she still could get a long way back here, but certainly the horse with probably the most upside in the field. And 7 Largiola goes in next best. Her runs, both the runs this time in, have been just plain, but she can improve up to 1700 metres. 2, 5, 8, and 7.
2, 5, 8, and 7. 8, 7, 5, and 2 for mine with Stormy Grey, but I was probably happier to play Stormy Grey with Fame in the field and, getting out towards that each way betting proposition. But now she's in at 2.25. She's quite short. Stable's in really good form. Her last 100 metres was excellent and on debut there at Benalla. But as Trav's touched on, at the price, how far back she gets, she might be a little bit of a risk now, but still putting her on top of 7 Largiola, just okay second up, placed in her only third up run. The blinkers come off today going out in trip. Made of Gold on his Australian debut. His most recent jump out, he had the blinkers on, and he was pretty plain, but you would think that there's something there, and maybe race day might spark it up for him. And then number 2, Classic Story, he'll be up there on the speed, and that's probably going to be no disadvantage today. 8, 7, 5, and 2 in race number 1. Race number 2 on the card is a maiden over 1,105 metres. Scratching here is 8, Starbury. Russian Summer is the favourite at $2.20. Spirited Ridings at $2.30. Kurashinzo, $14. La Garnier at $15. Captain Kenny, $18. Punters have this down to a race in two, Trav.
Yeah, and I'm with Spirited Ridings out of the two here, Brendan, for Cliff Brown and Jamie Mott. I thought his most recent sort of jump outs have been quite good at Mornington, and he's been finding the line quite nicely. The one on the 29th of March is probably the one I'm referencing the most, where he found the line quite nicely behind Story of Stella. He's been gelded going into this preparation, and I thought his run on debut was perfectly fine behind Beefeaters there, where he sat up on top of the speed and was pretty strong just to only be beaten sort of a narrow margin. So happy to be with Spirited Ridings on top here, the 7. Thought the danger's clearly the other sort of market elect in the 6 Russian Summer. This horse sort of ran some good races in sort of December and November last year, or November. He finished 4th at Bendigo, charged the line first up, and then was a good run at Kyneton again, where he got a long way back, made good ground behind Carolina Sunrise. You can forget his last run, where he put on a sort of buck display at the start. This time in, he's had a good couple of jump outs, and the most recent of which at Flemington was really solid. So, stable up and about, he certainly looks the main danger. I think Le Gagnier has to go in for third for mine on just his recent jump out. He was pretty solid there the other day at Cranbourne. And then 5, Kurashinzo, 4, Kurashinzo, I should say, debutant runner who sort of has, you know, a little bit of upside on what I've seen at the jump outs. He could potentially run well here. 7, 6, 5, and 4.
7, 6, 5, 4 for Trav. 7, 6, 4, and 11 for mine. Going to go with Spirited Ridings as well here. Number 7 back at Goulding. Quite jump out on wet ground there at Mornington recently. Was very good, I thought, on debut at Werribee. We've seen Beefeaters progress off that that maiden win. He just missed on that occasion. I think he can come here and beat 6 Russian Summer, who resumes. Another one back at Goulding, forgetting his last run there at Moonee Valley. It was a nice closing effort in his most recent jump out there at Flemington. 4 in for third, that is Kurashinzo, steps out here for the first time. It's had 3 jump outs. His prep thought did enough recently at Cranbourne to suggest can run well. And then 11, enough stop it. Comes back in trip from 1,200 metres back to the 1,100 metres here after riding the speed at Mornington last time out. 7, 6, 4, 11 in race number 2. Race number 3 on the program from sale this afternoon is a maiden over the 1,411 metres. 6 Villeneuve is the scratching. Tab Fixed Odds favourite here is Sir Rockford, number 4 at $1.95. Super Valentine at $3.60. Reactivate at $3.70. Darylin at 11. Cable Glow 23. Night Eruption at $34.
Yeah, I'm with Super Valentine here. I just think there's too much of a price discrepancy between him and Sir Rockford. I really liked the effort from this galloper last time at Pakenham, where he kept making some good ground behind Grey Northern and the Magstar. The Magstar's come out of that race and dead-heated at Sandown during the week, so form stacked up. And I thought, yeah, second up here for the Benet stable. He sort of had a little bit of a break between his Kyneton and Pakenham runs. He's nearly a month between runs, but not second up. But, sort of off that run at Pakenham, I thought he'd be pretty hard to beat here, Super Valentine. And, yeah, just couldn't sort of wrap my head around why he's sort of $3.90 and Sir Rockford's $1.95 off their last start performances. Sir Rockford's definitely got a lot of decent runs to his CV. You go back last preparation, he ran third at Pakenham behind King Corver, ran a good race behind Prada Gossip, and also placed at Mornington behind Sametti, which that all looks strong enough for him. But I thought both of his runs this time in have just, they've been okay. He was sort of beaten 3 lengths by Power Missile and a bit longer by Aberfeldy Boy at Pakenham. He gets the blinkers on for the first time and he gets Ben Allen, but I do think he's a little bit well-found in the market, albeit he's a key chance here. 7, Dara Linen goes in for third for mine from her last run at Sale. You have to respect her here. I thought she was pretty good behind Great Taste there when sort of leading at the top of the straight and being run down. Has to be some sort of hope on that performance. And then 3, Reactivate, who may appreciate this longer journey. He was reasonably good up on top of the speed last time at Geelong, and probably appreciate a bit of a quick backup here as well. 5-4-7-3.
5-4-7-3 from Trav, 5-4-3-7 for mine. I'm with Super Valentine as well. Thought it was a really good effort there at Pakenham. Trav's outlined the form there around the Magstar, and then Grey Northern running well yesterday at Pakenham. I think it's good enough form for Super Valentine to come here and break through at start number 7. Forcer Rockford in for second, every chance at 1600. Hit last time at Pakenham behind Oberfeldy Boy. Comes back to 1400 and gets the blinkers. And then number 3, Reactivate. Early work probably didn't help there at Geelong. 1,300 metres. We'll be there. We'll be on speed. And maybe just the tempo of 1,400 metres might suit him a little bit better. And then 7, Dara Linen off the runner-up effort behind Great Taste here last time out. 5-4-3-7 in race number 3. Race number 4 is a maiden over 1,411 metres. Scratchings from this one are runners 3 and 6. Tab Fixed Odds favourite here is Hazel Baby, number 10, $1.70. Artie's Dynamite, $1.50. So Sleek, $6. Shockstar at $8. Art Critic at $12. Black Samurai is a $15 chance, Trav.
Yeah, this is an interesting little maiden here, but I thought that Hazel Baby looks really well placed, the 10. 4 Shockstar is probably the horse that interests me the most outside of her. And at the price discrepancy between the two, I could understand why someone would sort of want to be backing the 4 Shockstar off his recent jump out at Cranbourne. But for me, I've got the 10 Hazel Baby on top just because she's got the race fitness on her side. She was pretty good last time behind Starry Ann at Ballarat. Starry Ann sort of always promised to be quite a handy little filly. So no knock being beaten by her. And I thought the first up run at Echuca was quite good. Probably just didn't quite handle the heavy ground on that occasion. So third up now with Maloney in the saddle getting the 1400. She does look pretty hard to beat. I do think she is a little bit tight though at $1.70. The 10 Hazel Baby. 4 Shockstar, as I sort of outlined, I think he's made a real impression at the jump outs this time in. I really liked his most recent one where he powered away from Eureka Storm. Looks a horse who's really going to progress as the distances get a bit further this campaign. I think he's got a bit of a future. 1 Artie's Dynamite goes in for third. Luke Nolan combining with Jim Maloney. Ran well last time at Cranbourne behind Smullen from back in the field in a race that was sort of on pace dominated. Prior to that, he was quite a handy run at Pakenham. I think he's ready to run a really good race here. And 5 So Sleek, the Mar Eustace debutante, goes in next for 4th. He's got jump outs have been okay. Expecting he'll improve though on race day. 10-4-1-5.
10-4-1-5 from Trav. 10 Hazel Baby, my best of the day. Didn't handle the wet fresh at Echuca. Went to Ballarat. Really solid effort on speed. Has a good draw. Patrick Maloney will get her up on the pace. I think she is the good bet today. 1 in for second. That's Arnie's Dynamite. Got well back. Tempo against Eric Cranbourne last up. Was solid late. There behind Smullen, who's a horse that looks to have plenty of natural ability. 5 goes in for third. That's So Sleek on the boo here for Mar Eustace. Has had 3 jump outs, most recent okay. And then number 4, Shockstar. Jump outs have been good. Just wondering if maybe further than 1,400 metres might be up his alley. My number's 10, 1, 5 and 4 here in race number 4. Time to take a break here on Sunday Central. We'll be back on the other side with a look at the quaddie legs from... We're continuing a look at the program of racing from Sale with Travis Noonan. Race number 5 on the program from Sale is the first leg of the quaddie. It's a class 1 over 1,411 metres. 10 is a scratching. Fun if at 1 is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite here at 3.10. Dante's Peak 4.40 and Factor 4.60. El Cabong 6. Satan Image at 8.50. Heavy Duty 12 and Peshwa a $15 chance, Trav.
Here, I just thought he'd be in front of Funny If It Won in the run. Hoping they sort of use a bit of his tactical speed. This horse, he can sort of come out of the barriers quite well. So Yeah, hoping they sort of use it here a little bit, Dante's Peak. Thought his last start effort was pretty good behind Sheer Class at Pakenham in a pretty strong 64. He was no match for the winner, but I thought his run was, yeah, really solid. He's got that race fitness on his side, having been up since sort of November last year. So happy to be with him on top here, the one Dante's Peak. From the two, Funny If It Won, yeah, he's a bit hard to get a read on from his sort of jump outs this preparation. They've been very quiet at Camperdown in Mortlake. He sort of just poked around at the back of the field, not being asked to do anything. But his race form is pretty solid. His first up run last preparation at Warwick Nobili really found the line strongly, and then a dominant maiden winner at Mildura when he got to 1400 metres. He looks a progressive galloper. Just wonder how big a start he's going to give away here, but he certainly looks the danger. Thought Peshwa can certainly run a good race. The 7, his run last start, I thought had plenty of merit to it at Bendigo behind Vagrant in a pretty strong benchmark 58. He drops from the 61 kilos there back down to 58.5. And he's still pretty lightly raced, only had the 5 starts. So he's open to some improvement. And 8 Satin Image, another horse who's only had 5 starts, but made a real impression on Derby Day last year when he won by 6 lengths at 1,900 metres. Recent, I thought, jump out was pretty good. I thought he run well here. 5, 2, 7 and 8. 1, 2, 7 and 8.
1, 2, 7, 8 there from Trav. My number 7, 1, 2 and 4. I'm happy to play Peshwa here at around the $15 quote. He beat Easterly here in a maiden over 1,600 metres, coming back as a gelding in September of last year, then went on a derby path, which culminated in finishing down the track in the Geelong Classic, but he just got it all wrong that day and overdid it and dropped out. Went to Bendigo, as Trav's touched on, that was a strong 58 that Vagrant was able to win there. He gets some weight relief. There's going to be nice speed on, and he's going to be not too far from it. I think Peshwa is one that I'm happy to back. Something to win and a bit more the place here in race number 5. Dante's Peak goes in for second, comes through that Future Stars series. Third run at 1,400 metres. Just kept coming there at Pakenham last time behind Sheer Class, but has form around Marble Arch and the like. 2 goes in for third. Funny If It Won resumes. Ran into Miso on debut there at Warwick Nobili. Went to Mildura and got the business done. Had a typical Patrick Payne jump out in preparation for this. And then number 4, Al Kabong. He's a horse that likes it possibly a little bit more ground than 1,400 metres at this stage of his preparation. But his stats at 1,400 are good. He's a horse that's got some raw talent. And when he puts it all together, he can really run a nice race, and his Pakenham jump out on the synthetic wasn't too bad either. 7-1-2-4 in the first leg of the quaddie. Leg number 2 is race number 6. This is a 64 over 1728 metres. 7 Grey Northern comes out after running yesterday. 2 Celebrities Bow is the favourite with Tam Fixed Odds at 380. 8 Native Girl 421. Yellow Brick Road 440. 3 First Immortal 440. 4 Vidarchi at 6. Armalite 17. Benefactress at $19, Trav.
Yeah, pretty keen here on the 1, Yellow Brick Road. I thought his runs prior to this campaign have all been just okay, but the first up effort I thought was very good at Ballarat. He got a long way back behind Waitapu. He got back to last, but found the line in the quickest last 200 metres of the race. I think the step up to the, you know, sort of extended 1,700 metres is very suitable for him, and now gets Ben Allen on, who's riding in hot form. So I thought he's pretty hard to beat here, the 1, Yellow Brick Road, on the back of that first up run. Thought the danger here could be the 4, Vidarchi. Really liked his effort in the race at Geelong, the $150,000 Country Trainers Series final there behind Big Brew. Found the line pretty strongly and was held up for clear running sort of between the 500 and the 300 metres. So at a key point of the race, he lost all momentum. Thought on the back of that effort, he has to run well here, and the first up run was also very encouraging. Then went with the 2, Celebrities Bow. This horse was a bit outpaced probably first up at Pakenham at 1,400 metres. He sort of got out the back and was doing his best work sort of the last little bit, but was beaten 3 and a bit there by Oceans Above and Contanti. In a reasonable 0-64, he'll improve up to 1,700 metres, winkers go on, which I think you've got to take note for the stable when they sort of take the nose roll off and the winkers go on. It's usually a good play. And then the three, First Immortal. His first up run, sort of similar to Celebrity's Bow, was just outpaced there. He wasn't disgraced, though, only beaten three lengths at Sandown and reasonable 70, so he'll improve getting up to 1,700 metres, but may need one more before he finds his best. 1, 4, 2, and 3.
1, 4, 2, 3 from Trav. 1, 3, 4, and 8 for mine. Going with Yellow Brick Road as well. Second up out in trip. Best work was late there at Ballarat. Coming from off the speed at 1,600. 1,700 is going to suit him. First Immortal in for second, number 3. Just peaked on his chase fresh off the back of a slow tempo. Can see him improving getting out in trip. But for Vidarchi, placed in his only third up try. He was okay off a hot speed there at Geelong, but Trav's outlined the fact that he was held up for a bit. We've seen form through the likes of Skinny Dip come out of that $150,000 benchmark 70 at Geelong there on Good Friday. Then number 8, Native Girl, thinking her favourite today's a drop in weight. She had every possible at Seymour last time out, but she does get some weight relief. She's a good first four chance, but she just doesn't win out of turn. 1, 3, 4, and 8 in race number 6. Race number 7 is over the 2,219 metres. Scratchings here are 3, 8 and 10. Tamfix Dodd's favourite is Whiskey Mac at 230. I Could Do Better 360. Bell's Big House 550. 650 I'm a Dozer. Rossabille 13. Piero Rosso at $18. Trav?
Yeah, pretty keen here on Whiskey Mac. Gets the blinkers on. Rises to 2,200 metres. And I thought his first up run in Australia, there was lots of merit to it there at Kyneton, where he got a long way back and kept coming to the line behind the Yachtsman and Camelot Star. This is probably a slightly harder a race, but I think the step up to 2,200 metres and the blinkers going on, just huge positives for the horse. I think he deserves to be the favourite here. He's got probably the most upside in the race as well. So keen on him, the 2, Whiskey Mac. Danger's definitely the one I Could Do Better. Julie Taylor doing a good job with this horse, who's sort of had a few different homes now. But I thought his win last start at Bairnsdale was terrific. So came away then from Bell's Big House, meets him again. He'd say probably has the better of that horse again. Has to be respected. He looks the lone danger, I thought, to Whiskey Mac. 4, Bell's Big House goes in for third. He chased well behind I Could Do Better, but I struggle to see how he turns the tables on that horse. Maybe the weight differential, but he goes in for third anyway. And 6, I'm a Dozer. Probably just did too much work last time at Mornington in the middle stages. Getting fitter, he might be ready to do something, but again, doesn't win out a turn. 2, 1, 4, and 6.
Yeah, carbon copy here, 2, 1, 4, and 6 with Whiskey Mac. Second run in Australia, got a long way back at Kyneton. He was really strong to the line. Hard to do that at Kyneton, make that looping run and be in the finish. He did a good job doing that back to coming to Sale. I think he can get there and go on and win and beat number 1, I Could Do Better. Held up at the wrong time there at Yarra Valley. Perfect run at Bairnsdale to go on and win and beat Bell's Big House, who is in for third. Bell's Big House went to Mornington on Easter Sunday, came back in trip, had a bit of a dodging run through traffic, got a long way back, not as big a field today. Can see him finish off closer. And then number 6, I'm a Dozer, through the same race, 2, 1, 4, 6 in race number 7. Race number 8 on the program is Fillies and Mares, benchmark 64 over 1,005 metres. Scratchings here are 1 and 4. Tapfix Dodd's favourite here is number 6, Anna Heater at 320. 7, Celestial Harbour, 330. 8, Stateswoman, 5. 3, Very Bubbly, 6. Number 9, Zimonika at 7. And 13 for Solstice.
Yeah, I thought 7, Celestial Harbour, definitely brings in the best form into this race. Comes through a hot little race there at Sandown last start, where Cast won it, who came out and won the Nishki yesterday at listed level. The second horse was Jenny Lala, who came out and won the Aurora. So it's very good form line, that race. He finished 4th there, and I thought they just maybe didn't ride her to her strengths, sort of taking a sit. I think this horse is much better ridden, quite aggressive through the early stages, which she was when she won at Bendigo over 1,100 metres, showing sustained speed to beat Armstrong Bay. And then her only other start is a second to Cast back in the spring, where she sat behind that horse in that race and sort of ran down to 1.5 lengths. So I think from barrier 1 today, they have the chance to really use her up early, and I think if she's in the sort of first two or three, she's going to take a power of beating here, the seven Celestial Harbour. I thought the danger could be the 9 Zemanika, running first up here for the Matt Laurie stable, previously with Penner and Paul Snowden. Jump outs at Mornington this campaign have been very good. We know the Matt Laurie runners always perform well fresh, and you go back through her best form, sort of a third at Geelong behind Phoenix Global and Hillcrest Moses. It reads well for this sort of event. Its stablemate, the 6, Anahata, definitely has claims here. Another one who's jumped out very well this preparation, albeit at 6 and 700 metres, but I thought she has to be respected in this race. You go back sort of last preparation, she did run third to Waltz on by and Bank Moore, which reads pretty well. And 3, Berry Bubbly, goes in for fourth. This horse just very, very consistent. She finally broke through last time at Ballarat, a well-deserved win from up on top of the speed. I think she'll be doing the same here and just be a fact of whether a few others can run over the top of her. 7, 9, 6, and 3.
7, 9, 6, and 3 in race number 8. 7, 6, 3, and 8 for mine. 7 on top, Celestial Harbour. 1 well at Bendigo. I think the big thing that's going to suit her is coming back in the trip to the 1,100 metres, where, as Trav outlined, they can ride her to her strength and get her on the speed and use Barrier 1 and be really rolling along. The form through her Sandown race to the forefront yesterday in Adelaide. Anahita in for second. Big drop in grade off the spring runs. Has a low draw. Jump out has been solid enough. Berry Bubbly was good on speed to the pattern at Ballarat last time out. An 8 states woman was an okay win there in maiden grade at Kilmore. 7, 6, 3, 8, my numbers in the final event on the program. Trav, your best value, quaddie, and play of the day for sale, please.
Yeah, I think you could make a few horses the best of the day, but just from a price point of view, I think Yellow Brick Road represents the most value at sort of $4. So race 6, number 1, the best. Next best race 2, number 7, Spirited Ridings. I think he's a really good play in the maiden. And the value runner, I think, is in the first. Horse number 2 in race 1, Classic Story. Sort of surprised he's the odds he is off his last start run. The quaddy will go 1 and 2 first leg, 1, 3, 4 second leg, 1, 2 in the third leg, and come home at 3, 6, 7, 9. Play of the day for me, it's just an all-up, my two best plays. So race 2, number 7, Spirited Ridings, into race 6, number 1, Yellow Brick Road. I think that'll get you just above $10.
Best of luck today, Trav.
Thanks, Brendan.